Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Lovely. To be nominated for a Diva Award is absolutely truly amazing. And I guess my younger self wouldn't truly believe it. So I'm Emma Springham. I work for TSB. I'm their Chief Marketing Officer. I'm 44 years old and I'm absolutely delighted to be nominated for the Diva Award. As the Chief Marketing Officer, I look after all marketing channels in TSB. So whether that be website, mobile advertising, TV advertising, I've got a team of about 120 employees. I started my career at 16 in financial services, so I've always worked for a corporate organisation, but I've made my way up through the ranks for across the years. But for me, my really corporate is all about leadership now, so it's getting into those leadership positions, and for me, I guess it's the diversity and inclusion and leaning in into those networks. And I guess over the years, I've realised the role and the role model part that I need to play. My journey in the corporate world has been quite long, really, in terms of becoming authentic in myself. I've always leant into the diversity and inclusion networks. I've always been very proactive. And I've always wanted to make a difference. And I've realised as I've gone up through the ranks in TSB, that it's my job to become a role model to, you know, the lower grades, etc. And I've realised the impact, and that's been through feedback. You know, people coming up to me just saying about how open I am about being a gay woman in TSB at such a senior level, and how I talk about my family in every natural way that everybody else talks about their family. Making them feel like they can speak up. I measure my success on how I impact other people's lives. And the work that I've been doing, it's not my work, it's everybody behind me, and it's the networks, it's the marketing teams, and we're just really passionate. We're passionate about doing the right things. You know, our marketing, advertising, we pull it up on walls and make sure we've got that diversity and inclusion. But we really want to drive change, you know, and we look at partnerships in TSB and what other brands can we join with. It's how do we get that collaboration to really make a difference in the markets? And that's the bit I've really enjoyed. I hugely struggled with my sexuality growing up. You know, at 16, I kind of recognised that I did feel different to my friends. And in the corporate world, I had to conform. When I look at my younger self and I see myself walking around in high heels and short skirts, everyone wore that type of outfit and I was sort of pushed into conforming. And it's taken me years to feel comfortable in my own skin and be able to sort of talk about my personal life in a work environment and not feel ashamed or feel self-conscious that it's going to affect a promotion or how people view me. So it's been a real journey, actually, over the years. And I guess with age comes confidence. And I think a lot of it comes down to confidence. But I've got a very clear growth mindset as well that I recognise as a leader, I'm not perfect. And I'm very honest with my teams and my colleagues that I know I'm not perfect. And I've got a lot of things to learn as well. And if we bring our whole selves into the workplace, we'll create high performing teams. And without it, you don't. And I've built many high performing teams over the years. And if people can't bring their whole selves to work, it falls apart. When I don't see leaders leaning in, and even if they don't know the information, it's providing that, but they need to be proactive. You know, when people say to me, well, I don't understand that area, you know, I'm like, you're a leader, go and research it. There's blogs, there's, you know, you could go and get a wealth of information out there. So I don't know, I look at people as either good, strong leaders that are modern, or you get the kind of old school, you know, not looking outside their boxes. I enjoy leaning in and challenging in a fair way, but I like to challenge the people around me. A lot of people actually come up to me and ask me, you know, has it got easier as you've moved through the ranks? And it has, of course it has. You know that you've got less chance of maybe losing your job if you speak out. So I think it's really important that leaders create that environment where people can safely speak out and talk about themselves, definitely. It really did take time to move from this kind of conforming into, no, I need to start to feel like my own self. In marketing, I'm very lucky because I get to work with agencies. I got to see an agency culture that was very different to your banking culture. So they were very modern and it felt like they were bringing them their real selves. I would actually gravitate to work from the agencies more than the corporate in my younger days because I felt more at home and I could wear jeans and I could feel myself. And I think that just then gradually started, I became more confident. And I think everything comes down to confidence. You know, it's having that confidence to go, it's okay if I'm the only woman in the room that's got a trouser suit on and not wearing high heels. I think I transitioned to trouser suits with heels. And then I think I got to about the age of, I don't know, maybe 35 and said, they just hurt. Heels hurt. I don't like them. I can't walk in them. I just need to give them up. And I just came to the fact that, no, I wear brogue boots. It's fine. I think it takes a while. I think we're all going through it, actually, no matter what age. I'm very positive. I just get really excited. I think it's important to keep the conversations going. My twins, they come home from school with all the topics and I find it fascinating because when I was at school, no one talked about it. There wasn't many TV programs. There was a lack of awareness when I was their age. And I love the fact that now they're coming home and asking me what different terms mean. We're a very different generation. I think we've got to keep the conversations going. There's more to do, of course, definitely more to do. So most organisations do have networks. And if they're there, you know, utilise that because then you'll be with similar-minded people that you can sort of talk to and ask questions. You're in a very safe environment. My approach was just to start telling my friends. So when I started building that trust in my corporate relationships and started going maybe out for a drink after work, I just started to tell people very naturally. It just started to gradually become part of me and my brand. Building those relationships that you feel comfortable with. And you can always get mentors. LinkedIn is a fantastic tool of reaching out and, again, connecting to people in different networks. So it's not there internally. Look outside. I always look for like-minded people in my organisation. You'll get people that you just know you're going to build great things with and deliver great stuff and make change. And then you get other people that, oh, it's just not going to work. So I just gravitate to those that I know are going to support me and help me. Celebrating success, again, is another sign of high-performing teams. You have to spend the time to celebrate that success as well and acknowledge it. You know, I've been to a number of different awards ceremonies over the years, but it's always the teams behind it. And you've got to remember that they've worked hard over a long period of time to drive change. And I find these things really inspiring as well. I often take key stakeholders to change and influence their minds. There's always an agenda of getting people in those rooms with you that you're trying to take on that journey because it is so inspiring if you can't be inspired to hear the stories. And it's the connections, of course. You network, and I talked about partnerships earlier. You know, brands need to join together and we need to like tackle things together because our voice will be much bigger, you know, so that we can start to really make impact in our marketing. It's making a difference in people's lives. You know, when I'm retired, I want to sit back and not think about the projects I necessarily delivered. Of course, they're important to demonstrate my skills, but it's the how did I make a difference? In my actual work and the creative, that's where I know I can make a difference to make sure that my creative represents a really diverse and inclusive representation of the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.